Gloria by U2. There's a lot of reasons why I love this track. In particular is the coda section, which we'll get to in a minute. But you got to respect the Edge. He may not be the world's most technically gifted guitarist, but he's very creative and he has a distinctive sound. He never he has a distinctive sound, and yet he doesn't sound the same on every single song. But you know it's him. Not just because, you know, he's playing with Bono, but you know his sound, and it's not necessarily a predictable sound. He's a master of effects, and you know this live excerpt. It's from Red Rocks, the Under a Blood Red Sky record. You know, it is a big sound, and it's only bass, drums, and guitar. And guess who is largely responsible for that big sound? It's the Edge, the guitarist. But what I really love about this track is the coda. When it goes to the ending, let me show you. So like the whole rest of the tune is in a minor key, like I think it's E minor, and then when you finally get to the end, it's a triumphant major key with three-part harmony. So you have this, you know, very serious sort of bass line, menacing bass line, but then it goes to this major key. I thought it was three-part harmony, but it seems it's only one person singing behind you, behind Bono. But I just always thought that that coda was amazing, and it uplifts my spirits every single time. Not to mention, you know, the potential religious connotations, which I read about online. It has biblical references. It says "Gloria in Domine," "Gloria exulte," which references certain passages in the Bible, and a quote from Bono about the song. That real quote, "I really like that lyric. It was written really quickly. I think it expresses the thing of language again, this thing of speaking in tongues, looking for a way out of language. I.e., I try to sing this song, I try to stand up, but I can't find my feet. And taking this Latin thing, this hymn thing, it's so outrageous at the end, going to the full Latin whack. It still makes me smile. It's so wonderfully mad and epic and operatic." And of course, Gloria is about a woman in the Van Morrison sense. Being in an Irish band, you're conscious of that. And I think that what happened at that moment was very interesting. People saw that you could actually write about a woman in the spiritual sense, and that you could write about God in the sexual sense. But that was a moment, because before that there had been a line, that you can actually sing to God, but it might be a woman. Now pretend it's about God, but not a woman. Or now you can pretend it's about God, but not a woman. So whatever your thoughts are about that, that's a quote from Bono. But I just really like the music part, and I think the lyrics are, it's just amazing. So here we go. U2, Gloria.